This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey,
to pick up on what Steve was saying, there's one word that Steve used a couple of times that is key, I think, to understanding where we are now in terms of this split within this country, our country, and it's the word loss. Too many people in the media, our business, coastal elites, where a lot of people live who are in our business, don't understand the loss that's taken place in this country over the last 20 or 25 years. Specifically, if you have a 20-year-old son today serving in Iraq or Afghanistan, that child was 5 years old when this war began. That's 15, 16 years ago. And then along comes the winter of 2008 and 2009, when another loss occurs that shakes the foundations of the culture in the country. People lose homes, they lose incomes, they lose jobs, they're unemployed, they lose their 401k, they lose their life savings. And what are they thinking along the course of all of these years, a couple of decades, two and a half decades, maybe, or 25 years? They're thinking this. They have no voice in government, that they are represented by a professional political class who just keep running for re-election and raising money to enhance their own futures and their own present status. But they don't talk about their lives. And what do they read and what do they hear now, lately, in the last year? If they go to a Trump rally, they're not going to a Trump rally to listen to a guy who they sort of like what he says without paying attention to who he is. They hear and read in the papers that they're probably racists for going to the Trump rally, and they take great offense at this, and they ought to take great offense
at
this, because we don't understand their lives and we don't cover their lives.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, they should. Amen, amen, and amen.
Yeah.
You know, Mika, you can question Donald Trump and whether Donald Trump is a racist or not. We've had that discussion, but the media's broad brush of Trump supporters and Sanders supporters have been offensive from the start, claiming that Sanders supporters were somehow young, insolent, ignorant children that had no idea what was in their self-interest, or that all Trump supporters were racist, bigoted, xenophobic, misogynist, rednecks, deplorables, deplorables. And what else was that incurable, or what else did she say about
irredeemable?
You know, the fact is, Willie, people that have been struggling for the past 30 years know what coastal elites, as Mike Barnicle said, haven't figured out.
I'll tell you, you know, we're here, we're just talking with Dr. Alveda King, talking about the truth. This is a rather truthful moment, you know, at some point. Again, this is my faith in humanity, Scott, is that, you know, it's like we were talking about yesterday. I think, you know, most people understand the what of the problem. The challenge is how do we resolve it? And everybody has a different approach. But I think when we sit down and talk about, you know, the problem, we look at it and we say, yeah, that's an 8,000 pound gorilla in the room. Okay, well, how do we get it out of here? And, you know, what seems to be the case here, if I might say this, as far as the Democrats and the ruling elite, they want to remove that, you know, that 800,000 pound gorilla out of the room when it serves their purpose and when it leads to their reelection and their security, their job security. It's not about the people. This is the problem. The way the founding fathers had set up this country, it was an upside down pyramid. There was no peak at the top. The peak was at the bottom, and at the bottom were servant, politicians. That's what this country was all about. This is why they could write, "This is a country of, for, and by we the people." We the people were supposed to be at the top. We're living in an upside down paradigm. Is it any wonder we're feeling the pain that we're feeling and realizing the results of really political malpractice. That's all you can call it. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. The conversation continues. Thank you for joining us.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And as we've been saying, America, if it's going to happen, it's going to be a grassroots movement, bottom up, not top down. Top down is what got us into this mess. We the people are the ones that are being subjected to this misery. And when is it going to be enough? I mean, this is what I sense that is happening, that I believe the pollsters, very much the same thing that happened in the East with Britain and Brexit, what they realized, you know, politicians, everybody said, no, there's no way we're going to stay with the European Union. It's not going to happen. And they mismeasured, misunderstood the grassroots movement. And I believe we're in the midst of that as well, and probably with the same kind of trepidation as those in Britain experienced in saying, are we really seeing this correctly? Because this is something that we felt should have happened 4 years ago, and it didn't. Is there enough momentum? Can we overcome the dishonesty and the hijacking of the voting that's taking place in America today? I know that opens up a whole nother door and conversation in terms of the voting process, but I think there's too much evidence that suggests that people are going to play with the numbers, but the bigger numbers have to be there in order to offset those. We're going to be talking with John Bonna here in just a second. His brand new book, The Liberty Book, How Freedom Can and Will Be Won. You know, America is losing its heritage of God-given freedoms derived from biblical foundation principles. The freedom to express Christian beliefs or obey God's laws are challenged with criticism and resistance. And John Bonna is speaking out against it. John, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Great. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I love your foreword by one of my favorite people, Bill Federer. I think he's a brilliant man and a terrific introduction and foreword to your book, The Liberty Book.
Oh, great guy. I agree. Bill's an old friend, and it was great work. I just seen Bill up at the NBA a while ago, National Broadcaster, Religious Broadcasters. And he's authored 20 books. I've got two working on a third, so I'm way behind.
Well, just tell him, say, hey, those footsteps that you hear behind you are mine. I'm coming after you, big guy.
Yeah, he's a great patriot.
Right, exactly. Well, this book is a clarification for a lot of people to understand that, in fact, our liberties are being impinged upon slowly but surely, and particularly when it comes to religious freedom.
Oh, there's no question. You know, my grandkids were reminding me the other day of the fictional heroes, you know, Superman, Iron Man, and Spider-Man. Let's see, what else is there? Batman. Mm. But in the Liberty book, we focus on a true hero, a real-life hero, actually, throughout the ages, called the Liberty Man. And I had the opportunity of making a film with Kirk Cameron a few years ago called Monumental.
Yes.
And in that, we searched, you know, we went to the National Monument of the Forefathers in Plymouth, Mass. And the central figure there is, her name is Faith. She's an 81-foot granite monument pointing to heaven and holding a Bible. And underneath there are these other symbols: morality, law, education, and liberty. Who we call the Liberty Man in the film.
Mm-hmm.
And as we see, he's a hero, and we talk about this in the book. He's a hero dating back thousands of years. And we get a glimpse of the man in the book, and he's found in the earliest records, really, of writings of man and God. Mm-hmm. And here's the difference, and I hear it on your show all the time, Bill, in different ways. Kind of the spiritual side of this, you know, the slave ever being dragged and first crushed by his own nature, not mm-hmm. self-governing himself. I heard somebody talk about that earlier on your program. And then the actions of others. You know, he's forever finding himself trying to rise up, but he fails. While the Liberty Man, under the siege from really the same forces, tyrannical forces, he manages to find the victory of freedom that his soul craves. And that is the battle of the centuries, isn't it? You know, will we be slaves or will we be free people? It's hard to imagine when you can go down to Starbucks and get a latte or a Dunkin' Donuts, right?
Right, exactly.
But well, you know, what is it that, and that's what we discover in the book, what is it that unchains slaves? What is it that makes free people free? What is it really that emancipated the West, America? You know, while surrounding cultures like Cuba, look at them. They're led around like a herd of cattle.
Right.
And so our Liberty Man is represented by numerous men and women over the centuries. And here's the key. He's really any person or any woman, really, that chooses to resist the powers of slavery. Oftentimes, working against oppression in different ways, the court or the battlefield. And he could use financial means, right, to raise up the widow, the orphan, giving hope for a more prosperous life.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the kinds of works that are commanded by Christ and the backbone of our faith, Christianity. So, you know, the point I'm trying to make is if nothing tangible is done, then our whole Christian enterprise that we're talking about, it's like reduced to a vain philosophy, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Yes, exactly. And it starts with the spiritual. It starts with the spiritual, which means us individually taking account and being held accountable. And we are, to a God that created us. You know, people hear the word liberty, John, and they take it so much for granted. You know, a simple three-syllable word that is so powerful because it's what it's all about. Yes, America was that shining light on the hill to the West, saying, hey, look at, follow our lead. This is different. But instead, what has happened is the dark forces have come against it from day one and have done everything they can to knock it down. I mean, Dinesh D'Souza presented the possible theory of, you know, what would the world look like if there was no America? Well, we're getting real close to realizing that. I mean, we're seeing it in some microscopic forms here because of the neutralization of America's influence in these most recent years.
Well, there's no question. Although liberty has really never appeared on the earth without enemies to contend with, we're still by nature, right, by God's nature, equally free. And if I could just take a minute explaining that, you know, really, and you touched on it, it's the story of our God-given rights that's really the missing link to revive our nation. It's not the rights that we get from government. It's from God.
Right.
It reaches its crescendo in America with the, you know, the Mayflower Compact and the landing of the Pilgrims almost 400 years ago. But the story really began in Nazareth when the author of liberty himself, Christ, he gave his first sermon to his home synagogue. It's detailed there in Luke 4, and that's kind of what the film really and the book were based on. You know, he opened the scroll to Isaiah 61, and he read the prophecy, the purpose of his coming.
Exactly.
And he detailed that he came to heal the brokenhearted, the blind, to preach the gospel to the poor. But when he came to the subject of liberty, he said he came to set the captives free.
Free, yeah.
And then he repeated it a second time, knowing how important it was, saying that he came to set those free that were in bondage. You know, when you think about it, Bill, when he finished reading, he sat down, and he told the men that the prophecy had been fulfilled in their midst. The liberation of planet Earth began that day, and Christ unleashed this loving message of redemption that would bring liberty to America
exactly.
and other nations.
Yeah, and they didn't have to accept the status quo any longer. We only got about 10 seconds left here, John, so let's wrap it up and let people know how they can get their hands on your book.
Well, the Liberty book is available on a website, thestoryoflibertypress.com.
There it is. John Bonna. I'm Bill Martinez live. John, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Olé, 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 olé. Olé, 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 olé.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
I guess the Cleveland Indians want to get things over in a hurry, huh? They just only know about sweeps. I guess they're bringing their brooms no matter where they go. Make it 3 in a row for the Cleveland Indians over the Blue Jays last night, 4-2. And, of course, Cubs and Dodgers will resume. They're on the West Coast tonight. This is Bill Martinez. We're live 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us. Spina bifida is what we're going to be talking about next. I mean, some great breakthroughs have been coming about with fetal surgery for spina bifida, one of the most exciting developments in the history of treating birth defects. It is a defect which an area of the spinal column doesn't form properly, leaving a section of the spinal cord and spinal nerves exposed through an opening in the back. Now, between 1,400 to 1,500 babies are born with spina bifida in the United States each year. Families are often unaware of available treatments for their unborn baby facing a birth defect and can feel like there are few options. Until recently, the only treatment option for spina bifida was postnatal repair, but now, thanks to many breakthroughs in science and technology, prenatal fetal surgery repair is now in place. Now, the most common and serious form of spina bifida is possible if the mother and baby fit the criteria. And here to explain more to us is Dr. Scott Adzik. He's the surgeon in chief at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Dr. Adzik, good to have you back with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Never better. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you. Hey, this is some great news about spina bifida. I think, you know, for these families that have been subjected to very few options in the past, I mean, this is a whole new world, isn't it?
I think so, and it's very topical that October is National Spina Bifida Awareness Month, so you're really helping out by having this as a topic on your show.
Well, and I'm glad that you're here to partner with us, because I believe in the importance of this and, you know, helping people understand, first of all, what spina bifida is. I touched on it just very briefly, but you're the doctor. You tell us.
Well, spina bifida it's a birth defect in which an area of the spinal column doesn't form properly very early in gestation when the baby is still basically an embryo. And that leaves a section of the spinal cord, the fetal spinal cord, and the delicate fetal spinal nerves exposed through an opening in the back. And the higher that lesion is, that opening is on the back, the more nerves that are affected. And the reason they're affected is because the baby, of course, is bathed in amniotic fluid, which is mostly fetal urine. And that is neurotoxic. That's bad for developing nerves. It destroys them. So progressively, during the pregnancy, those nerves that are exposed are being damaged. Also, cerebral spinal fluid bathes our brain and spinal cord, and that cerebral spinal fluid leaks out through the back, through the opening in the back for the spina bifida. That leads to hydrocephalus, fluid on the brain, and can cause brain damage. So we've learned that if you close the spina bifida before birth, before 26 weeks gestation, you prevent any more exposure of those delicate nerves to the toxic amniotic fluid, and you prevent that leak of cerebral spinal fluid. So children who have the operation before birth, on average, do much better in terms of their leg neurologic function, have a very increased likelihood that they'd be able to walk independently, and a decreased need to divert fluid from the brain with a shunt tube to treat hydrocephalus.
Right. Well, this is realized now because of today's technology, doctor. But in the first trimester, and then when you realize the problem is there, it's there through the gestation period, isn't it?
Right. And usually it's diagnosed at the 18 to 20 week routine ultrasound can detect the spina bifida, and can also see the changes in the brain that are already beginning to occur. And then when patients are referred here, we do a fetal MRI, which we help to invent. That gives us more information. You can do an MRI on a human fetus to look at the brain and at the spinal cord.
Well, fetal surgery has come a long way, and performing fetal surgery is able to help these babies before they're even born. So, you know, this is great news for, you know, parents that are having to deal with, you know, with this situation with their unborn child.
Right. Beginning in 1998, we pioneered a surgical procedure to repair spina bifida before birth, and I've talked about the salutary effects. We can confirm those early results by participating in a randomized prospective trial published in the New England Journal of Medicine in 2011 that showed conclusively that fetal surgery for spina bifida was more effective than waiting to treat it after birth if the mom's a suitable candidate. In our program as a whole, we have about 2,000 referrals a year for baby for mothers carrying babies with a variety of birth defects, including spina bifida. These expectant mothers come from all 50 states, from 60 countries outside the U.S. And since 1998, we've done about 300 fetal surgeries for spina bifida.
Now, how many other hospitals are doing fetal surgery?
Well, we have helped several centers in the U.S. to develop programs, and we share information through what's called the North American Fetal Therapy Network, which is a network of fetal therapy centers, so we can learn from one another. Mm-hmm. Plus, we've helped two centers in Europe get started, one in Leuven, Belgium, and the other in Zurich, Switzerland. And so we monitor those programs and have helped them get started so that there can be a magnifying effect to help patients.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Adzik, you touched a little bit on the outcome, long-term outcome for babies that, you know, they're offered, you know, more mobility, a minimal amount or, you know, a lessened effect in terms of, you know, some of the impact on, you know, on the brain. Is there any more that you can, you know, any more information you can give us on the long-term outcome for babies?
Well, we've only been doing this for 18 years, since 1998. So the follow-up is still relatively short, but it appears that the salutary effects are durable. Let me give you a visual image. We had a family reunion actually at the Cleveland Botanical Garden last year, and it's a day of celebration for Midwestern families who had come to Philadelphia for their care before birth. Mm-hmm. At the end of the celebration, I saw three boys, teenage boys, each 15 years of age, each of which had had fetal surgery for spina bifida at CHOP in the year 2000. They were outside playing catch with the football, walking, running around. You couldn't tell that they had spina bifida, basically.
Wow.
So that I took a little video clip of that. I mean, that's just amazing. These kids, for the most part, should be wheelchair-bound and have a shunt in place.
How does that make you feel, to be part of this cutting-edge development? I mean,
I love those kids. Those kids are totally awesome.
Right. But I mean, for you, I mean, of all the doctors that could have done this, you're at the vanguard of this. And to be the one and to have this kind of impact on these kids, I know it's an affirmation of everything you do, but there's just got to be some sense of, you know, personal pride over this.
Well, and pride with the team. It's very gratifying to take an idea. I mean, we've been doing fetal surgery for life-threatening malformations since the 1980s. But about 20 years ago, we had the idea to apply it to spina bifida because of the ongoing damage before birth. So it's gratifying to take that idea over 20 years ago, test it thoroughly, apply it cautiously in the clinical setting, and eventually have the ability to offer a new therapy that can completely change the life of a child.
And then when you see these three young teenagers throwing the ball around and not even looking like they had spina bifida, for all intent and purposes, leading, you know, what we would call a normal life, is quite, you know, quite a celebration for, as you say, yourself and the entire team. Why is it important? We got less than a minute here. Why is it important to spread the word about fetal surgery and spina bifida? And where can the listeners go to find more information, Dr. Adzik?
Good sources. One is our website at CHOP, which is fetalsurgery.chop.edu. So that's fetalsurgery, one word, .chop.edu. The other source is an interesting one. More recently, Children's Hospital of Philadelphia was the focus of a three-part documentary series about our fetal surgery program, and the documentary was called Twice Born, Stories from a Special... And that aired on PBS last year.
That's great.
Follows just four patients, one of whom is this fetal surgery for spina bifida.
Well, we've got to leave it there. Thank you so much, Dr. Scott Adzik, Surgeon-in-Chief at CHOP Hospital in Philadelphia.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. A new Bank of America USA Today Better Money Habits report finds that young Americans may be missing out on some critical life lessons with respect to their finances. Nearly all said they wish they'd learned more about personal finance in school. 43% wish they'd learned how to invest, and 1 in 4 regrets not learning how to manage monthly bills. Andrew Plepler, Environmental, Social, and Governance Executive, Bank of America.
The good news is that young adults are very self-aware. They recognize that they need to learn more about personal finance. That's why we created Better Money Habits through a partnership with Khan Academy. a nonprofit organization that is a leader in making complex subjects more accessible. We're offering free financial resources online, covering everything from understanding your credit score to understanding your paycheck to buying your first home and saving for retirement. Better Money Habits helps build both the knowledge and confidence needed to make smart financial decisions.
For more, visit BetterMoneyHabits.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
This is something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
I can't. Oh yeah, we're getting ready for the season, aren't we, huh? Although I guess there's some costumes now that are being thrown out the window. I guess we got clown phobia going on, and so we can't do any clown mask, Sam. I don't know what's happening here with our country. Simple things here.
I guess this year wasn't crazy enough already. We had to throw some clowns in the mix. I heard some professional clowns were actually getting pretty upset.
Yeah, really? I thought clowns' lives matter. They don't anymore?
I guess.
Yeah, I guess. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you hear her. This is a good news girl. We're talking with Samantha Mills Mao. Of course, she comes here every week, and we're so grateful and thankful for her because she goes out and scours the internet for some good news, viral videos that are touching everybody's heart. And you can go to BillMartinezLive.com, look for Sam's Corner, and there is an entire list. So if you have those moments of depression and you just need to get a little pick-me-up and realize that it's not all as bad as sometimes the media would purport it to be, and if your high school annual is not nearby, because that's one thing about high school annuals, right, Sam? I mean, everybody always writes those really nice things about you, so that, you know, I used to say that was good therapy in and of itself, as you could go back and read your high school annual and realize, you know, for you about that boy that always adored the ground you walked on and you had no idea, right?
That's right. It's always wonderful to go back and look at his memories. You know, it's nice that we make it a point to sometimes say those things, because otherwise, when would you?
You
might not have to hear it.
Exactly, and you go, wait a minute, this mean person that I just went through 4 years of high school with had these really sweet things to go, well, who would have thought, right? Well, and speaking of heartwarming responses and that, your first story is about a boy that asked his mom to pack 2 lunches. What a sweet story here.
Oh, I love this story because it just keeps getting better as you go on. So Joseph Duran's mother, she went on Facebook Live because she just had a really emotional message, and so she starts talking, and Josette is her name. And what she said was, you know, my son at the beginning of the year asked me to start packing 2 lunches every day. And she ended up asking him, you know, why do you want me to pack you 2 lunches? And he said, there's a little boy who's just by himself, and he just eats a fruit cup, and he wanted to make sure he had lunch.
Yeah.
So, you know, his mom couldn't afford the food right then, so she started packing the lunches, and she leaves a little note, and it's like, enjoy your lunch, boys. Mm. And so anyway, so the school ends up finding out, and they raised $400 to give back to her. She gave the money back to the school and paid off all the kids' lunches.
Oh.
And what actually is really sweet, too, it's like kind of like a touching part. You know, the boy's mom got in touch with her, and she's like, let me offer to pay you back. She's like, no, you know what? I know what it's like to fall on hard times. Her and her son had been homeless years before, and she knew what it was like to go through all this stuff. So, I mean, it's just, it's very touching to see somebody pay it forward and see her back on her feet. And, you know, maybe this boy will end up being lifelong friends, because her son's obviously a very sweet young man.
Exactly.
And, you know, reaching out and helping and care. So.
Oh, wow. What a sweet thing for this young man, this young boy, to understand that one of his classmates, you know, could use some lunch, and the mom, in the midst of, you know, tough times, to be able to find a way to pack 2 lunches and to put a little note in there, too, as well. I'm sure the whole presentation and package was real touching for that little boy. The second story is about a drone pick that helps a Texas man save a twin that was trapped in North Carolina, not too far from you, right?
Yeah, this is probably about an hour away from me, actually. As you know, there's been a lot of flooding ever since the Hurricane Matthew. You know, waters kept rising for about a week. So anyway, there was twins, Craig and Chris Williams. Craig was in Texas. Chris was here in North Carolina. He's a veteran, and he was in Hope Mills. And so he gets a call from his brother, and then he goes back and forth, and all they had was text messaging on Facebook.
Hmm.
So, you know, his brother sees a picture from another man named Clavis Hart. He's an Afghanistan veteran, and he was taking his drone, and he was flying it around Hope Mills, North Carolina, and said, hashtag Hope Mills. So Craig sees this on Facebook and says, well, at least, you know, it's not this bad. Well, it turns out it is that bad. One of the pictures in the house, or one of the houses in the picture, was his brother's house. And he realized they had flooded up, you know, to the second story.
Oh, my
goodness. So they hadn't been able to see, the problem was they hadn't been able to get through to 911. All the lines were blocked.
Well, of course.
911 was getting bombarded. So what happened was Clavis Hart got a message back from Craig on Twitter. And he gets FEMA, and he leaves them there with his drone and rescues brother Chris. So what an amazing story.
Hey, for all the bad things we've been hearing about drones, at least there's some positive usage here, right?
That's right.
Well, that's great. You know, hey, we were just talking off air about Tim Tebow now playing baseball, and of course, everybody's quick to talk about some of the perils, but here's some good news. I mean, this is the character who Tim Tebow is all about. Tell us about what happened when a fan went into a seizure.
So during one of the baseball games recently, Tim Tebow heard there was a fan. He was actually, I believe he started foaming at the mouth. It was a young man named Brandon Berry. And he saw him foaming, and he decided to go over and put his hands on him and start praying. And the man began to breathe again. Mm. And actually a young reporter named Carrie Van Horn that saw this, she was just like, I just witnessed a miracle. This is a miracle. And everybody, you know, whether you like Tim Tebow or not, I can't see how you wouldn't, because he's such a class act. Everybody agrees. This guy's a class act.
Yes.
And he said, you know, this is what matters. People are what matters. And I just felt compelled to put my hands on him and pray for him. And he stayed with him until the ambulance arrived. And, you know, it took off and went viral, having this, you know, former NFL quarterback, you know, there.
Now professional baseball player.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, was he on the field at the time, or did he come running out of the dugout?
Do you remember that? You know what? I believe he was on the field. Let me see.
Yeah.
But it was just really, you know, the most important part was him just going and sitting there with that fan and praying for him. And you know what? People get a lot of grief now. For just praying openly, or for being, you know, for having their faith, especially Christians. So it's a big deal that he went out there and openly pray for this band. So,
and you know, that's the thing that's so crazy about our culture right now, particularly, you know, people of faith, you know, Christians and Catholics being attacked, you know, for their faith. But yet, I'll tell you, when they're in trouble, you know, you hear them often say, "Oh God," reflexively. And, you know, they're calling to God. And, you know, but this is kind of like the story of the blind man. You know, at that time, you know, it was, it wasn't cool, to acknowledge Jesus Christ. And, you know, he was just this foreign object that had, come into their culture. And, you know, you couldn't talk about him. But then you have, the innocence of a blind man who says, "Hey, look at, I don't understand this thing either. All I know is that I was blind, now I see. Hey, I'm grateful." And I'm sure, much like this fan, you know, for Tim Tebow, say what you want to say about him, but hey, look at, I'm in the middle of a seizure. Ask me if I'm grateful that somebody thought enough to pray for me. There were probably how many people around this young fan that never thought about asking God for help. But yet Tim Tebow, because he's a man of faith, decides to say, "Look, it's not about baseball. It's about this fan. I'm going to step outside of myself and outside of the culture, and I'm going to disturb people's emotions a bit for the sake of this one individual." I mean, what a statement, Sam.
That's right. And he was actually signing autographs when this happened. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I mean, it's just a miracle that the young man started breathing again. It wasn't just what he did. It was like,
wow.
And what a testimony to the Christian faith.
Exactly.
It's an amazing thing.
Well, the final story, we got about 30 seconds left, is about someone. They couldn't reach police, so, hey, let's call Papa John's. Why not?
So who do you call when you can't call, when you don't know anybody in town?
Not Ghostbusters. It's Papa John's, right? Okay, so
whatever. Yes, Papa John's. They were there in 30 minutes with this young man's grandma. Her phone lines had gone out down in Florida. Couldn't get a hold of her. Papa John's was there 30 minutes, and he had the driver call him and let him know she was okay. And she said the pepperoni pizza she got was awesome. what a surprise, right?
Hey, at least it ends in a positive ending here. I mean, pepperoni pizza, for goodness sakes, for Papa John's. Thank you very much. Samantha Mills Mao on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Sam.
This report is brought to you by Marie Callender's. Autumn is upon us, and for many, that means cozy sweaters, evenings by the fire, and rich, indulgent meals. But with the holidays approaching, who has time to prepare a homemade meal from scratch every night? Even for those of us who love to cook for our families, sometimes it just doesn't happen. There simply aren't enough hours in the day, especially as the days grow shorter. So if you're looking for a perfect time saver in the kitchen, Marie Callender's pot pies are the perfect addition to any kitchen. The flaky golden crust never fails to please. And not only is it a comfort dish for the whole family, but for you too, because you can rest assured that it's made with nothing but the best premium ingredients. Look for family-sized chicken pot pies and single-serve turkey pot pies from Marie Callender's in the frozen aisle in your local grocery store. For more information, visit www.mariecallendersmeals.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
No, you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place yours.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
With us as always. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. You're going to drop me an email. Hey, that too works. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Adriana Babino is with us. She's the Chief Security Strategist at iPresidium. In her role, she focuses on iPresidium's enterprise, commercial, and public sector customer cybersecurity initiatives. Now, these include everything from policies and procedures to technical controls, vendor selection, penetration testing, incident response, and security awareness training. Adriana, welcome to Bill Martinez. How are you?
Thanks, Bill. It's a great pleasure and honor to be here with you.
Hey, great to have you on. You know, as we've been moving so quickly into technology, there is so much that we're reminded of almost on a daily basis when it comes to cybersecurity, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's become a daily staple to hear about some breach or other, you know, occurring, whether it's, you know, within the government itself or upcoming elections, as well as, you know, major corporations.
Well, you know, how are we going to, you know, lasso that in and be more cyber secure conscious, especially in light of the government basically turning over the internet, which still galls me. I am like spitting nickels over this deal. I cannot believe the trillions of dollars of assets that we just turned over, and who got something out of this. Somewhere we're going to find out, maybe down the road, that President Obama got some special lucrative, you know, job down the road, or something to take care of his mother-in-law. I don't know, but it just I don't understand how you turn over that kind of asset that belongs to we the people last time I checked.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, it's really a strange situation, I think. And if you go back to the early days of the internet, you know, when ARPANET and the folks at IANA were handing out the domain names and creating this industry that we all seem to love and fear at the same time, mm-hmm. You know, it was sort of since every presidency, I think dating back 18 plus years, that they all agreed that eventually in 2016 it would go to what they determined would be, you know, a multi nation sort of, you know, control. And not so much as a control, because everybody at ICANN will tell you that no one really owns the Internet, right? I mean, it's probably the greatest invention that came down the pike, you know, of the 20th century. It sort of, you know, gave multiple countries an even playing field, and I think it also educated the masses. There's really nothing that's not at your fingertips today. But with that also, you know, there's a lot of security concerns, naturally. When the Internet was first created 30-plus years ago, you know, I think it was something that people thought of in hindsight as it started to spread to the masses what this would mean. But in terms of where we are today and the, you know, countries that pose great risks and the technologies that we created, I mean, it's, you know, what's good for the good, you know, what we consider the good doers is also the same technologies that are being used by our adversaries.
Exactly.
And that really is very concerning.
Well, it's a tough deal, especially if you say we're going to turn it over to some international body. It's like we're recreating the United Nations one more time when it has to do with the Internet. Is America ready for, you know, the incompetence of the UN driving something like the Internet that, for the most part, has worked fairly well, I would say?
Absolutely. And you know, to tell you, ICANN has managed the Internet, you know, since its early days as well. So they have been doing what they've been doing. And I think for most of the people, they won't really notice a change. I think the change that we're really fearing is more of, you know, where we are today in the world. And the, you know, and the threats that face us as a nation, as well as other nation states. You know, I mean, that becomes more of the bragger rights, but really the things that are going on, that we don't even make, truly public or, you know, expose is all of the nation state attacks. You know, what happens with China hacking us, et cetera, what kind of data they're looking for. And this is across the board, not only from a political standpoint, but even from a business standpoint. You know, they'll hack manufacturers, they'll hack, pharmaceuticals to get a jump on our drugs. I mean, we spend billions of dollars of research to create a new cancer drug, a new cancer pill, and you have the Chinese that will either try to steal it or duplicate or manufacture it for $2 a pill.
Exactly.
You know, these are the kind of threats that we have, not only from, you know, as I said, from, you know, a nation state sort of trying to get into our government security, but also, you know, our businesses that are struggling to maintain, because, you know, you've got to stay one step ahead of these guys. They find one hole in. We've got to protect the, you know, the 25,000 holes that exist.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, what we're talking about is opening up a freeway system here with no borders. This is a globalistic approach and perspective. And what do you do if you're a little guy there in Newport Beach and you've been attacked by the Chinese? It's not like you can declare war or deal with it at some international level. I mean, we've got families going through all kinds of problems just trying to sue Saudi Arabia for what happened with 9/11.
Absolutely. And these are the kind of concerns that I don't think when the Internet was first, created, you know, it was certainly set up as a system for education where they could share information freely. And that idea was great and it worked in its day. But again, you know, I don't think folks realized where we would be down the road so many years later, what sort of threats would pose would be posed against our nation. As the local body that protects the world and, you know, we've done this, you know, for many, many years. Everyone looks to the United States. We are the most innovative nation. In fact, the Internet was born here.
Right.
You know, these are things that, you know, the new mobile devices, the new tablets, everything that connects, whether it's, you know, a Fitbit that I wear on my arm that has my personal geolocation, that can tell people where I am, where I'm going, what I'm spending. These are things that I don't think we thought about with that open Internet system. And the idea of now multi-stakeholders having the ability to, you know, to have a voice within that community, you know, I think it's concerning for most of us that are in the security space. But again, most folks will tell you we tend to be super paranoid. So we always want to go with the most, the most secure approach and then see where we go.
Yeah, I'm one to support the process here, and that's what I'm concerned about. Adrienne, you've been doing this for 20 plus years, security, information technology. You've got all this experience. And, you know, it's surprising on one hand, if our government said, yeah, you know, with the international body, hey, we're hoping for 2016, to be able to turn this over, then, you know, I didn't see a whole lot of groundwork. Particularly at the national level with the everyday internet user, preparing them and setting up a structure that says, hey, look, this is going to be seamless. Yeah, you know, no harm, no foul. It's going to slide. We're going to move this to an international body. Everything's going to cover. And as a result of going to this international body, your security is going to be so much more enhanced. There's got to be some benefit out of this whole deal, but I don't see a benefit from going other than the other thing. You know, we're talking about potential, scrutiny on and a compromise of our First Amendment right with the internet in terms of some of the measures being employed here. I mean, we're already having problems with Facebook and Google interfering with some of the communications. And the next thing is ICANN's you can call it a passive tax if you want to, a little service fee for them being around that we pay. It's minor right now. But you know what happens with bureaucrats. Once you open the door and you start saying, hey, we can start charging more, and they've got the command of what we gave them, they're going to see that America is the one that's got the big pockets. And so why should they worry to now be paying $5, $10, $20, maybe even $100 a year?
Yes, and you know, I can see, you know, I think, you know, first of all, I think from the IANA stewardship and the transition that has been in place, it's actually been almost 2 decades in the making between the United States Department of Commerce and ICANN. So, you know, it has been, but I don't think it's been very public, right? For those of us in the business, we understood that this was happening. You know, they really had painstakingly looked at what at the time were the controls, you know, that were in place. I mean, again, you know, it's almost like trying to go and retrofit something.
Exactly.
You have a system that was designed and built to be open for the sharing of information.
And well, Adrienne, I'm sorry. We're going to have to drop it right there, but we got to have you back so we can pick up on this because, you know, to your point, people are still very ignorant of what happened here, and we need to have a better understanding of what it means to have our internet now going to an international body. Adrienne Bambino, Chief Security Strategist at iPresidium, has been with us. Adrienne, thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill. It's been a pleasure.
Hey, you know, another thing to make note of here, Scott, did you know that today is a National Chocolate Cupcake Day? I guess that gives us a reason to splurge. Why not, huh?
Every day is National Cupcake Day.
I guess on some of the campuses and universities of our great country, yes, it's National Cupcake Day, I guess. This one's for baseball. What are they going to do? National No Beard Day? If we had No Beard Day, what would happen? I guess that would take care of the World Series and all that. And, of course, you heard our earlier deal, too. It's, believe it or not, it's World Menopause Day. All to raise awareness about what's going on with menopause. So Dr. Patel's interview was very timely. Hopefully it was informative for you and gave you some relief and understanding of what you're dealing with here with menopause. We've got more coming up. Stay with us, America.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Why be held hostage?